Sportsbet BS hotline, state your emergency.
Yeah, it's me punters group. Me mate Dave reckons he bought in.
Okay, hang up now.
What?
And join Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. It's group betting without all the BS. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1 800 858 858.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice.
Welcome back. Question without notice today can be reaction without notice, if you like. 4-1 France in the end over the Socceroos. An emphatic response to Craig Goodwin's ninth-minute opener over there in Qatar. In the other games, Saudi Arabia, as we said, 2-1 over Argentina in the result that shook the world. Mexico and Poland, scoreless draw. Robert Lewandowski missing a penalty for Poland. And Denmark-Tunisia, which is of relevance to the Socceroos in Group D, also with a 0-0 draw, which keeps things relatively wide open at the moment behind France in our group. Some of your texts coming through on the 40 winks temper. Alan in Canberra, far out. We were never winning the first game. The comp starts now. As long as France win both their remaining games, we only need a win and a draw to go through. But that won't be easy. But you never know. Go Aussies. John, the French were just like winks. Hit top gear when they needed to and left us flat-footed. And Chris sums it up pretty well. I'm actually not disappointed with that result. France was so fast, so clean on the ball. They're a machine and not even at full strength. And then there was this one, an achievement to be there. Really? We get a soft pathway to the World Cup and still struggle to make it. I can tell you, to that nameless text, there is no soft pathway to the World Cup. It is a long, torturous campaign. And in our situation in Australia, 90% of those games played overseas, not on home soil, by virtue of COVID and quarantine and lockdown restrictions and such, had to go into two sudden death playoffs to get there on the road, the UAE, and then the long way around against Peru, all with a squad that they tell us isn't of the same quality that we had, certainly going back to the 2000s, which shows you probably how special that group was. So I wouldn't have thought it was a soft path to get to the World Cup. And it is achievement to be there each and every time. Assuming France win all their games, says Adam in Geelong, Australia only need to beat Tunisia, draw with Denmark to go through the next stage due to Denmark's draw with Tunisia. I tell you though, Tunisia look good today, as Ed White said, and they've got a big following too. A lot of Tunisian supporters in the stands over there in Qatar. Our performances in the last few World Cups highlight how great our team was in the 2000s. And Dean, France just too good. Great effort by the Socceroos. Keep your chins up, lads. So at least we're not Argentina, says Block and Ring. Would they be doing it tough in Argentina at the moment? A Lionel Messi penalty to get things going. It looked like business as usual for the Argentines. They had three goals in the first half, all are chalked off due to being offside. And then the Saudis struck emphatically in a five-minute burst in the second half. Plenty of football news going around as well. Our football, AFL, of course. You're welcome to continue the conversation on the World Cup if you like. I'll park those texts and any calls that you want to make as the show goes on up until 9 o'clock. 1300 736 736, of course, on the ENS Open Line.
Football is life.
Yes, it is life. But we'll just park life for a moment because Jordan DeGoey has spoken on the Unlaced podcast. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that podcast, it's hosted by a former footballer, soccer player in Jake Barker-Daish, whose career ended at the age of 21. He had injuries and setbacks and, I guess, a loss of connection to the sport. So this podcast is all aimed towards showing the other side of the athlete. And he had Jordan DeGoey on this week, who has spoken in great detail, I suppose, about his life now and the ADHD diagnosis and him lifting the lid on finding a life balance on that. It was when DeGoey, you'll remember, revealed after that trip back from Bali that his latest incident in that nightclub over there, that he'd been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in 2021, which he said explained some of his risk-taking behaviour. And he lifted the lid on it probably more than we've heard from him so far, the Collingwood star, on the Unlaced podcast.
It's almost like this hyper-focus and then just a massive drop-off. So, like, people can last the whole day and just cruise along the day, where I'm like balls out all day. And then I'll be like, I'll crash, and then I'm balls out again, then I crash and I'm balls out. Like, that's just how I am. That's how I work.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I can't sit still. I can't go home and put the TV on and watch a movie. I can't do that. Like, I need to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So for me, like, learning about it, it's just like you learn all these triggers. Like, you know, like, if we're having drinks, it's like I'll drink till I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, it's not one or the other.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
like
yeah.
you can just
you
go.
You don't do anything half-assed.
No, I'll never do anything like half-assed.
He's honest, he's open, and he's honest, Jordan DeGoey. He did finish the season well, though, didn't he? And again, showed his quality, I suppose, and the footballer that he can be and the difference he can make if it can all be harnessed. If he can, you know, for lack of a better phrase, keep the blinkers on and focus in season. He went on to discuss the support around him now and also his contract. We might actually play a little bit of audio. This is Jordan Ngoi discussing his contract latest when it comes to the Unlaced podcast.
You got to like do all these other things, and these are all potentials. You know, you could potentially go here, you could potentially go there. And then it gets to this pointy end where it's like decisions need to start being made. Mm. And it's like for me, it was like I always knew where I wanted to be, and that was at Collingwood. And then it was just trying to work out to get everything in a position where I could be at Collingwood, if that makes sense.
For as long as possible.
For as long as possible, I wanted to stay there. I wanted to be with the group. I've loved everything about the joint. Mm. So when it finally happened and went through, it was just like I was just drained. Like I was so
it's like you were drained.
Yeah, I was drained. I was just happy. It was signed. It was done. And it was like I knew my future. And now I could finally just go, okay, I can breathe. Like I know where I'm going to be. Don't need to stress. Don't need to get anxiety. Nothing. Just relax. Kick back. And just play. Like go away or go play golf or whatever it may be. It was like I could finally do that again without constantly having these thoughts in the back of my head that because at the end of the day you got to start trying to picture yourself in other positions. Yeah, that's probably why I was so mentally drained. But at the end of the day, it worked out really well.
So Jordan Ngoi there, of course, re-signed now at Collingwood until 2027. The first 2 years of that new deal have those behavioural clauses attached. It was the contract that was the source of a lot of focus during the season, and the AFL Players Association getting involved in that as well. Some other footy news yesterday, just quickly, was Liam Shields now looking bound for North Melbourne, as reported on the AFL website. Now, this has been long speculated, long rumoured. When he did announce his retirement from the game, it was thought that perhaps that move to North Melbourne might be off, but he now looks poised to reunite with Alistair Clarkson at Arden Street via the pre-season supplemental selection period. So that's one to keep an eye on. Some experience and some great culture in the change room at North Melbourne some 3 months after the three-time Hawthorn Premiership player did retire and depart from Hawthorn.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.